Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Shereen, S-H-E-R-E-E-N, Summer, S-U-M-M-E-R. Address is 3323 Shaw, S-H-O-A-L-R-I-V, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-895-0840. ID is XXX-XX-5388. ID is XXX-XX-1945. 77-year-old, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare / United Healthcare. Pharmacy is Kind Care. 530-592-3917. It's addressed to Dr. Julie Archer, M.D. 1645 Esplanade, Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926, 530-896-0386, 530-896-0389, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for history of recent cognitive decline. Comorbid medical problems, hypertension, dyslipidemia, gastric acid, vitamin D deficiency, history of restless leg syndrome, chronic insomnia, history of major depression, hypertension, IBS, amnesia, limb cramps, current medications, this is vertically, methadone, 5 milligrams oral, Q12 hours, omeprazole, 40 milligrams, delayed release, once daily, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, PO daily, multivitamin, one daily, dash denied, Imodium PRN, FODMAP, all capitals, diet, with nortriptyline, 25 milligram oral capsules, 3 at HS. That's 2 to 3 at HS. allergies and adverse reactions, codeine and sulfa. Past medical history, collagenous colitis, chronic gastritis, wrist fracture, osteopenia, plantar fasciitis. Current symptoms, feelings of stress and depression. Family history, coronary artery disease, osteoporosis, depression. Other medications, tramadol and lorazepam. Dear Dr. Archer, thank you for referring Shireen Summer, who was seen initially on February 26, 2023 for evaluation of her history of cognitive decline, subparagraph. She reported progressive onset of difficulty in recollection, information, particularly short-term memory, since October of 2022, new paragraph. Today she reports that there has been no other or necessarily progressive changes, but she's quite concerned about her difficulty in obtaining information that she believes that she should remember from short-term information. Subparagraph, she does give an additional history of difficulty with visual spatial recollection, getting lost, driving around town to houses that she used to know the direction of, or worse, at night. New paragraph. She's been seeing a therapist, Sue MATOSON for her symptoms of depression that have occurred in regards to the loss of several friends by her report. New paragraph. Today, under examination, she seems moderately depressed with emotional reactivity. New paragraph. She did complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaire. Subparagraph. By her report, she completed probably the MCOG, MCOG at your office, which by her report was within normal limits. New paragraph. Today, she reports difficulty in organizing thoughts, having to write notes for herself. She has an ongoing sleep disturbance with ruminative thinking, daytime sleepiness, bad dreams, and physical tenseness. New paragraph. She reports moderate symptoms of fatigue, at times being too tired to do what she wants to do and feeling tired, having to need to rest during the day. And having to limit her physical activity. New paragraph, there are symptoms of anxiety. She, quote, worries about dying, unquote. she has trouble relaxing. At times she feels scared for no good reason. She reports reduced stamina. She has slight to mild symptoms of depression, feeling worthless, unhappy, withdrawn, self-critical, and sad. As well as feeling discouraged about the future and trouble maintaining focus, feeling emotionally exhausted, trouble enjoying things, and feeling that she needs help for her depression. She demonstrated slight to mild symptoms of emotional and behavioral control with increased impatience, bothered by little things, feelings of anger, difficulty adjusting to unexpected changes, there's a reduction in her overall positive affect and sense of well-being. Rarely having a sense of well-being, rarely feeling that life has a purpose. Or feeling lovable. Rarely feeling self-confident, rarely living life to its fullest, and rarely having a good control of her thoughts. She has at least a moderate amount of cognitive dysfunction, reporting a lot of trouble maintaining her track of time, accuracy of financial documents, reading and following complex instructions, planning and keeping appointments, remembering where things have been placed, remembering lists of errands, difficulty with novel learning, easily making more mistakes, difficulty with word recollection, difficulty with understanding what she reads, trouble tracking what she's doing, difficulty with one more thing at a time, difficulty with task recollection, difficulty with recollection of new information, forgetting what she meant to do when moving around, slow reactivity, trouble with thought formation, sluggish thinking, difficulty with attention, reduced concentration, difficulty with task initiation, difficulty with decision making, difficulty with sequential planning, she reported reduced ability to participate in social activities and social roles and reduced satisfaction with those roles and activities at moderate levels. She reported little difficulty with upper and lower extremity motor function. New paragraph. Laboratory slips for cognitive evaluation were provided today. New paragraph. She completed a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study. On March 6, but the final reports are not available yet and should be available today, for which I will call her with those results. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Cognitive decline with clinical symptoms of depression. New paragraph. Probable risk factors for nutritional malabsorption and insufficiency. Recommendations. Her laboratory testing for dementia evaluation has been requested. New paragraph. I will contact her with the results of her imaging studies, considering further evaluation, referral, and treatment for dementia and depression as needed. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when I have the additional information. New paragraph, I anticipate that there will be a benefit as we intervene and she begins to feel better, probably with treatment for nutritional insufficiency and depression. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.